This is Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center. The official time on the Hurricane Center's clock here is 7 a.m. Eastern. Giving you the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Latest winds 105 miles an hour, so still pretty strong. Let's take a look at it on the satellite. You know, really looking at the outer bands here and also the center, really starting to take that shape. You can kind of get an idea of the size as well of this storm with the tropical storm force winds extending out about 90 miles. And even looking at that forecast, we are still forecasting this thing to strengthen. I mean, if you think about it, there's plenty of warm water, not a lot of shear in the atmosphere, so conditions favorable for development, and it'll be impacting the Bahamas. We're already starting to look at watches and eventually making it over to Florida. And if you think about this, we are forecasting a major hurricane, so Category 3 or higher, and even at landfall, a major hurricane with 140 miles an hour. So pretty serious situation. We got to start looking at those preparations. We still have a large cone here, so in this cone, two-thirds of the time, we expect the center to be anywhere in this cone. So you got to be prepared. Anywhere on the Florida coast, you can see impacts from this storm. The other thing that's important right now is to look at the little bit of a slowdown. That's the biggest change that we have overnight, a little slower timing. And if you look at these circles here, the closer those are together, the slower the speed. And if you think about this right here, let's look at some of these values. That's Monday at 2 a.m., and that's Wednesday. That's not a lot of movement over about 48 hours. So that's more rainfall. That's more impacts. Let's look at the timing, because that's really important. Probably the number one question we get is that timing. So arrival times a little bit later than before, but still impacts. This right here is 8 p.m. on Sunday. That's the Florida coast. And then by Monday, 8 a.m., tropical storm force winds arriving. This really shows us what the arrival time of those tropical storm force winds. Why is that important? Well, when that arrives, it's a little too dangerous to be outside holding plywood, getting ready. So we want people to be ready before that. And we actually put together this graphic that takes those arrival times and puts it together to really see what's going on here. So let's look at it. Really need to be ready. Okay, we have today, you have Saturday, you know, we got to, you know, basically stay very calm, but at the same time, prepare, get ready for this storm. So by Sunday, got to have things wrapped up. Sunday night, some of the tropical storm force winds arriving. So that's one of the impacts with the winds. The other impact that we're going to have is the rainfall. The slower the movement, the more the rain. And right now, we're looking at the potential at 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas, and even 10 to 15, those core rains right around that center and to the right of the center. So that's something that we got to watch out for. And also, the storm surge. We'll be spending some time today doing those calculations. In some areas could see a storm surge with a typical storm like this, 10 foot or greater. So a lot of impacts. Time now is to prepare. And this has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.